Hi, Zoe.
Hey Rory, how's it going?
Here we are on our First Dates podcast.
Yeah, here we are.
Here we are. How excited are you, Zoe?
Pretty excited.
Yeah.
Pretty up there. Not, I'm
I know
okay.
you're excited because before we got on here, I said if you were ready and you were like, okay, let me put on some pants. So I know that this is a
Oh
big thing
yeah.
for you.
This was a big deal. And I didn't even have to put on pants, but I felt like it was like the polite move.
Definitely. And I mean, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's a bit early for pants, I think.
Yeah, or a bit late. I don't know.
All right, so this is our First Dates podcast, Zoe. Are you gonna be able to explain it? I mean, this is our first one actually, so.
Yeah, I can explain it. So, basic premise, we're on a first date with the guest. That's the premise.
Sure, definitely. Could you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, so we're just chatting about life and love and what makes them the guest tick, and whether there's a future between the dater and the datee, the daters.
I guess we can call them that. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess I would only add that, I mean, we're gonna do it separate. So you'll be dating somebody
Oh
if
yeah,
they
that's a big part of it.
prefer ladies, and I'll be dating someone if they prefer guys.
Yeah, in theory, or if they
Technically.
just want to date me, I'm open.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll be giving these funny or sad or angry or sexy people that we know online the chance, the space to
Not happy though.
showcase how cool they are or how uncool they are, however they want to present themselves.
Yeah, mainly uncool, I would assume.
So today, Zoe, I am going to introduce you to your date. It's a guy that I've lined up for you.
Okay, hit me with it.
His name is Nick Ross.
Okay.
Nick Boss Ross on Twitter
I
at
think I'm familiar with this
Nick Boss.
fella.
I think we are all very familiar with Nick. He's the curator of some of the cutest tweets on Twitter. He's I think blonde and tall, maybe. I don't know. I think I've seen him from pictures. I mean, he's taller than me, I think I would guess. He's definitely Canadian.
Oh.
I feel like he's like if I was to paint a picture of him, I feel like he's that friend of that girl in the teen coming of age comedy that's like too shy at first. But then, eventually, when the main quarterback is all mean and stuff, then he gets his shot.
Yeah, he's the guy in the Taylor Swift video.
He's that guy, definitely,
Oh
and
yeah,
he's
just my
somebody that we
type.
all. He's the guy that we all root for. That's what he. That's. I think we set you up on a with like a real Prince Charming this first time around, you
Oh
know.
God. Well, let's hope he lives up to that name.
What else? Yeah, I think he works at he does stuff for College Humor, and I don't know. He's just a real go-getter. He's a young kid like you.
All right. Well, no need to throw that age bomb out, Rory.
Since I've introduced him, now I'm gonna give you guys 25 minutes. Let's bring in Nick. Nick, this is Zoe. Are you ready to go on a date?
I sure am.
Oh, whoa. I love the
I'm.
enthusiasm on this
Yeah,
guy.
we're not. I'm not gonna be here anymore. I'm gonna disappear. I'm gonna be a chaperone in case you guys get out of line and inappropriate. I'll come in and sort you guys out. But otherwise, your 25 minutes starts now.
First dates, first dates, come on a date.
Okay. Hey, Nick.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Fine. So,
Just fine?
just fine. Yeah. So I know very little about you. So besides liking Batman and drawing and being blonde, what do I need to know about you?
I don't really know. When this is one of the hardest questions you can
I
pretty much
know. I
ask
should have led you better.
someone.
I'm sorry. I'm not good on dates. So,
Neither.
how do you spend your days? How about that?
Well, I'm in school right now,
Okay.
so that takes up some of the time.
Yeah, but like not that many. Not that
No,
many time.
not at all. I tell people it takes up a lot of time, but it's just, to avoid the fact that I really do nothing. I watch a lot of television.
Yeah, I feel that, bro. What
I
kind of
stay on
TV?
the
Do you feel
internet.
like, do you think that television helps you with school?
in my head, I say it does. Yeah. Like, I try to justify it that, like, oh, it's, like, just helping me with my creativity. Like, it's going to help me with writing and everything. But
it does, like, though.
Deep down, I don't, like, it's, I'm still watching TV and not doing what I should be doing.
Yeah, but, like, between watching TV and dicking around on the internet, I think watching TV is better for learning.
That's very true.
Thank you.
But then after I watch TV, I get right. down on the internet.
Yeah, I know. It's really about the combo. Okay, so what are you in school for?
I'm in for communications. I know you guys say it differently, like I'm in the Bachelor of Communications program.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, never mind. If you're studying something, right? You're studying communications. Is that how you say it?
No. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I just don't know what communications is. Is that like PR or like marketing?
Fancy talk, professional writing. It can be PR, professional writing, journalism, stuff like that.
So do you want to be like a paparazzi?
I just want Lady Gaga to sing about me.
Oh my God. That's my wet dream. We have so much in common already.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, you flirt. Okay, so you study communications, but then you go home and don't communicate with anyone. And
pretty
watch
much.
TV.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, be antisocial by being on social networks.
Yeah, it's weird how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why that's a thing. Okay, so you like Batman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he your favorite superhero? I know this is a complicated question, and I am no expert when it comes to superheroes. I think moms are the only superheroes.
My mom would love to hear that. You should meet her sometime.
Oh, maybe. If you play your cards right.
Am I rushing this? Am I moving too fast?
I don't think there's any, no such thing as moving too fast.
Okay, good to know. I like Batman. Batman, I kind of grew up with, so I always say that he's my favorite because
that's beautiful.
The superhero I liked.
Yeah, but okay. So, but the thing about Batman is he's not. You know, it's just what he has. Right. I'm asking you.
Is this an innuendo?
No, it's just like. The thing about Batman, right, is that, like, he wasn't born, like, with superpowers or, like, got bit by a beetle or, like, can, like, breathe water or some shit like that. He's just, like, has all this fucking shit.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. And you like that?
I think it's fine. He uses his shit in a good enough way. Like, he makes it work for him.
Okay, so if you could have any magical, like... Like, not magical. Super items? Like, if you could...
Magic.
Sorry. If you could have... If you were, like, Nick Man, what would your super items be?
My super items?
Like, yeah, your super items.
Belt?
Yeah, like, what's in your utility belt?
I was ready to answer, like, a question about superpowers. I never even thought about this one.
Oh, good. I'm pushing you here.
Or like I don't carry around coins ever because I have no place to put them. So I guess like a coin purse or something on it.
You would have a coin purse in your utility belt?
Just like one, like a manly one.
This may shock you, but you can have a coin purse and no utility belt.
I don't think you can.
No?
Where would I put a coin purse if I didn't have a belt to hook it onto?
I mean, I'm just going to go out of limb and say your pocket.
But I have a wallet in my pocket.
The more, the better. No? Okay, so...
Fine. Do you just want me... You want me to take off the coin purse?
Yeah. Well, no, you can have a coin purse, but, like, are they, like, super coins or something? Like, can they, like, turn into Pokemon or something?
No, just, like, Canadian loonies and toonies.
Loonies and toonies? That's really what you guys call them?
Yeah. That's the dollar and $2.
Toonies? That's cute. Mm-hmm.
You guys don't have, like, a Toonie Tuesday ever?
Is that, like, when beers are $2?
No, they have it at KFC here. Or they used
to. You guys
have
KFC?
We have KFC. We have a lot of your guys' restaurants.
Do you have your own Kentucky?
No.
Well, then what are you doing?
Just we're a sheer imitation of you guys. That's all we are.
As long as you admit it. I like that you can admit it. Okay, so you mentioned superpower. And I think, like, if I think Animorphing would be my superpower.
Did you ever watch Animorphs or read those books?
No, I'm creative. But what would your superpower be?
I always thought teleportation would be the coolest.
Then you could just come here right now, Nick.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to, you know, we could breach the fourth wall and get behind the screen and see how things work.
You're turning me on.
Mighty I am, though, right now.
You're what?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, so what do you think gets you laid more? Your love for Batman or being funny?
Oh, well, is there a third option? Can I throw a third option in there?
Yeah, you could give me option C.
An option C.
Or just like, yeah, option C. Whatever you want. Is it the hoodies? Is it the blonde hair? Is it the neck beard? You know, what is it?
I kind of shaved. It's not so much of a neck beard.
But you can grow a neck beard.
Yeah. I don't think that's ever a turn on, though.
I don't know, man. You never know.
Come
down to America.
I think, honestly, it's because my last girlfriend, she probably just thought I was adorable.
Is that a good thing?
I know she hated the fact that I was, like, into comic books, and she didn't really have a sense of humor.
Well, she sounds like a bitch.
So I had to write off the whole Batman and funny thing getting me laid.
Yeah. So why did you date her if she doesn't like funny things or Batman and all she does is think you're cute?
I mean, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, I feel that. That's an honest answer.
That's as much as I can pretty much say about it. Like,
you'll take what you can get.
It obviously didn't work out, and I don't think anything like that will if, you know, it's just what I'm putting out there to the world isn't getting picked up.
Yeah. Do you find yourself in a lot of relationships where that, like, are shitty like that? You didn't say it was shitty. I'm definitely putting words in your
mouth. I mean, it wasn't the best, I can say that. I don't think she's ever going to hear this. So, I mean, we don't really talk anymore. But yeah. I don't really date too often. I kind of come from a smaller town up in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more like anyone your age, you pretty much know them or someone else that knows them. And I've never been really big into that.
Oh, yeah. That's such a bummer.
Yeah.
The small network, like, ruins so many lives. So many dating lives.
Yeah, I kind of think it's because of, like, how small of a place we live in. It's the reason why I kind of looked at the internet to, like, kind of meet new people and kind of talk to them.
Yeah. Do you online date?
I never have. My friend just did it. He just deleted his account. He had it for about, like, a couple months.
An OkCupid account?
Yeah, I think it was, actually.
Yeah. That fucking site.
It didn't lead him anywhere. But I don't think he was really, like, using it to its full extent. Because I know people that have met online dating. Like, there's people on Twitter that we know that have met through that, even.
Yeah, that's different, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've never really been into the whole online dating thing. I kind of like really talking to people first.
Yeah, it's better. But do you think that there's a good part of online dating where you, like, know someone before you go on a date with them? Whereas, like, if you meet in a bar, it's just, like, you're hot?
Yeah, like, no, it's, back to the Twitter thing. Like, I realize, you know, when I talk to people, I see their senses of humor. I see how they kind of interact with people and how I talk to them online. I definitely kind of get a better feel for what they'd be like in person.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Because I do believe, like, it's what my mom would always say to me, like, personality is always the best thing, Nick.
Ugh, what a mom move.
So, I don't know. I always look at a girl's personality, and I like the more, I guess.
Yeah, how can you mold me into your perfect woman?
Like, with my hands?
Whatever you want to use.
Like, I don't know. I mean, like, right now you have a great smile.
Oh, you're so nice.
That was easy.
Yeah. So all you want is a smile, just like a walking, talking smile.
again, like my last relationship wasn't too happy of one, so I'll take a smile now.
What can I do as your future fiance that to make me better than your ex-girlfriend? What can I do to not make the same mistakes she made?
I don't know. I mean, it's not really, we were just two different types of people. I mean, like, I know you're funny. Like, you seem like you got like that kind of quirkiness to you, but not like an annoying Zooey Deschanel type way.
Yeah, that's good. I fucking hate her.
Feel like you got an edge too. And I think that's a good thing to have in a girl.
You mean I curse?
I mean, you just can kind of turn on a dime quickly.
Yeah, I guess I can. Who's your celebrity crush? Is it Zooey Deschanel? Sorry if I insulted your, like, dream woman.
It's Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's hot.
She is.
And she could sing, which is fucked up. But I also like that,
she's listening to this, right?
I really hope so. That would change my life. Hey, girl. but I like when people who deserve fame get famous.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I feel like she deserves it.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Oh, my God. Well, I can't say Donald Glover now that he's depressed and wrote all those things on Instagram.
You saw the Instagram thing?
I know. It like broke my heart. So I like can't say him right now. But like kind of him. Yeah. I love him. Eminem is like a close second.
Who? Sorry?
Eminem. Duh. Marshall Mathers. Slim Shady.
Wow.
Rap God. Come on.
Yeah. I heard that song. Yeah.
What, did you love it? I think Eminem is just the dream.
Okay.
Can you live up to that?
Back to Donald Glover. He's a really good pick.
Thank you. You're almost exactly like him.
I'm white.
Yeah, but besides that.
No, he's actually he's always been kind of my role model because, I mean, he's always been a young guy and he kind of,
he's always been a young guy.
He's never aged. Like, never. Honestly, but like he got into like the writing business pretty early on, and I kind of realized that, you know, if he can do it, but I mean also like he overcame adversity and all this other stuff that I never will have to do.
I don't know, you're Canadian.
Yeah, no, people love us.
Yeah, people just love you. They eat you up.
We're like the world's best zoo. People love to watch us, like
watch you grow.
Yeah.
And feed.
We have like weird like habits, like you'll be like, ooh, is that another, did he add an extra U into that word?
Oh, and, like, my God, I know, it's so rebellious.
We're exotic as hell.
Yeah, as hell. Do you think like, but you visited America recently.
Yes, I did.
The land of the free. Did you notice a difference in like how women treated you here versus there? Did you feel objectified?
No, I mean like, most of the people, like women I met, I kind of met from the internet previously. Mm. So they all kind of knew who I was before. In terms of the people I didn't know that I just kind of met.
So they respected you beyond your body. Sorry.
Yeah. No, they were really nice. I appreciate, like, they kind of have, I realized that, first off, comedy and, like, humor is a bit more well-respected. Like, that was in New York.
Mm.
And like I think like, you know, in a place like that where it's so prevalent?
Yeah.
Like it's everywhere. I think a lot of people are more accepting of it. Because like here, comedy doesn't get you laid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean it doesn't really get, I guess it can, right? It never does in Canada.
I don't know. Like I was like listening to like Louis C.K.'s tapes or like his shows, and he says like how when he was young he would always just be like leaving a club and there'd always be someone there like waiting to talk to him. I'm like, really? Like, I mean, like I love Louis C.K., but I mean he makes fun of the fact that, you know, this is how he looks and he's not like a lady killer or anything like that, but it always seems like he's got someone that's like waiting for him after his set.
Yeah Wouldn't that be great?
To have someone waiting for you after your set?
Just all the time. Just you walk out any door and there's just like someone waiting for you ready.
Yeah.
I can be that person for you, Nick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whatever you want. I'm ready. I'm flexible. I'll go to small town Canada. I'll just, yeah, I can teleport. I can use your special power.
No, you'd fit in well in Canada. I'm assuming like you could probably use some like health insurance and
excuse you.
It's like, I don't know.
Do you ever think about?
It's not like your guys' government's in any good condition right now.
Oh my God, too soon. So do you feel, do you have any like hopes of moving here?
I do.
Yeah?
I'm hoping to in the next couple of years, like once I graduate.
You want to move here so comedy can get you laid?
I mean, I'm not going to tell my parents that, but you know, I want to move there just because comedy is big. Like we don't have, like I want to end up writing in television and our TV shows that we have in terms of comedy.
Do you guys even have TV?
We just got it.
Oh, congrats. That's good.
Our comedy shows are Corner Gas, which is a show about a gas station in rural Saskatchewan.
No.
Little Mosque on the Prairie.
No.
Which is pretty self-explanatory. And then, like, we used to have, like, Royal Canadian Air Farce and, like, stuff like Red Green and all those kind of things. But those are all done now.
And so you have, like, super Canadian shows.
Well, we have nothing now. Like, we have just those two. And it's not really, like, my cup of tea.
Yeah. Whose cup of tea is it?
Like, people in rural Saskatchewan.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that's a show. Corner Gas?
Yeah, and Little Mosque on the Prairie.
Is it like a witty workplace comedy?
Kind of. I mean, like, it's over now, so, I mean, all we have is that. I don't even know if Little Mosque is on. I never watched that. But...
Yeah, that's so weird. I hate that. Yeah, you should move here. It'll be fun.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's... Anything's better, right?
Oh my God, that's so pessimistic. I hope not. Okay, so super basic question.
Okay.
You're at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, like, a sexy lady who looks exactly like me on the other side of the bar.
Okay.
What do you do? And you obviously want to get the number, or you want to get, like, the situation with this girl. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Has she already noticed me? Has she looked over at me?
No.
Oh, of course not. Okay. do you want the real answer, or do you want, like, my hypothetical answer that I'd, like, tell my friends?
I want you to, like, macho it up.
Macho it up. Okay, well, I mean, I'd probably walk on over there. How loud is this place? Am I shouting at this girl?
Let's just say her name is Zoe. You okay. are not shouting, but you're like trying to, it's not that loud. There's like some chill music playing. It's okay, more like, cool. It's more like a wine bar.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm really set in the mood.
Yeah, no. Okay. So I'm assuming since it's a wine bar, I'm already thinking, okay, this girl's a little bit classier than, you know, the one over at the country bar next door.
Mm.
So I don't have any big moves or anything like that. I just kind of go up and start talking. Like, I definitely, like, start throwing in some humor in there and just trying to make her laugh, trying to make you laugh.
Right, exactly. That's the way to go,
Like, just kind of read the situation. If, like, you know, again, I tell you how great your smile is. And that's pretty much all I got. And then if she digs it.
Then that's that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if you're at, like, a loud club, like a dancing club, and they're, like, busting out some beats and shit? What do you do then? That's a different situation. How do you get noticed? Is it with your moves? Do you have moves? Can you dance, you know?
I can dance. Hells yeah, I can dance.
Hells yeah.
I once did a move. Me and my friends were going out, and my friend had the idea to... do a survey, we were walking around, we see this girl, and basically he bet me that I couldn't, you know, get this girl to make out with me at this club. And so what we did is we wrote on a napkin that we were on a scavenger hunt for a friend's party. And on one of the last unchecked boxes that we had written on there was get a kiss from the most beautiful girl at the club.
Oh my God.
And so we walked on over, and I gave this girl this grungy napkin, even, and showed it to her. And it, like, looked like shit. And she fell for it.
That's incredible.
And, yeah, but I also realized that it doesn't feel as good to earn it that way.
Did you feel like it was a dirty job?
I don't think it was dirty. I mean, like, looking back, it's a great story, and that's the one thing I took out of it, because, I mean, the girl wasn't that great of a kisser anyways.
Wow.
All right, I'm gonna interrupt you guys really quick in the middle of your conversation about this dirty job. And I'm going to tell you guys, you got 3 minutes left on this date before I come in here, so you might want to close it.
Oh, damn it.
I'm so sad.
Time flies when I'm looking into your eyes.
Jesus, Nick. So you don't need a dirty napkin. You're like, you have all the words. You got the words.
A silver tongue.
Yeah, ew. I mean, hot. I don't know. Yeah, the silver tongue.
That's a disgusting expression, right?
Yeah, that's really bad.
I think that's why I died in, like, the medieval times or whatever.
Silver tongue? That doesn't even sound like that's a compliment. Or, like, it sounds, like, heavy. It sounds like you don't know how to speak, sort of. Silver tongue.
Like, I'm slurring my speech.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's nothing sexy about that.
No, nothing at all. Okay, so you gave this girl a napkin and you ended up making out with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say, hypothetically, she was a good kisser. Would you go home with her? Or have you ever done like the go home from a bar situation?
I haven't. No. If anything, like, I usually, if everything goes well, I usually just get their number and then we'll go out for coffee later.
Okay. So you're like, it all depends, you're on the slow season. Burn.
I like dates. I like going out on dates. I like preparing them. Like, I like putting some effort into it.
Yeah. Okay. So if and when we go on a second date, what is your dream?
Okay.
For me, for us, you know?
First, we are going to go skating.
Oh.
Because skating is romantic as hell. And it's
like ice skating?
Yeah.
And you are not going to be attracted to me if you see me ice skate.
But that's the fun part, though, is because no one can really ever skate. I mean, Canadians can skate, but that's like, we have to make use of what we have here.
What can't Canadians do?
Pardon?
Nothing. Okay, so we go skating, and then what?
Then we'd go out for dinner, and I'd, you know, just we'd kind of talk, and I'd get to know you better.
What kind of dinner? Then, this is all very important.
I don't know, actually, if I'd do the skating before or after. The skating after might be a bit better, just because then, like, we'd do it at night. Like, I'd kind of catch you as you fell, and we'd kind of, like, lock eyes, and...
God, no, you are so romantic, Nick. It's crazy. I can't believe it. I went on like 5 dates with Rory and he never stunned me like this.
I try so hard, though.
Don't say that. You don't. It's just natural. I can tell it's natural. It just oozes. The romance just oozes out of you.
That's at least a good thing that oozes out of me.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, I'm down with that date. That sounds chill.
Cool.
I think. But I think if I was planning the date,
what would you want? Tell me what
I
you
don't
want.
Know. Like, for some reason I was just like, I want to go to the zoo, but I don't know if that's just how I feel right now or if that's like
all right, we're gonna stop.
Let me talk about the zoo.
I do not want to hear about a zoo date.
Does that not sound fun to you?
That is absolutely inappropriate, and that's why I'm here as a chaperone.
It's inappropriate?
So, I'm so glad you guys had this date. It was so enjoyable. I'm really sorry if you heard me laughing a little bit.
It's okay. I know you
if
can't
this,
help
if
it.
If this podcast only turns out to be for my humor and entertainment, I will be pleased.
Well, I'm not going to get any zoo dates off of it, so.
Not while I'm here. That's for sure.
Fucked up.
All right, well, let me just recap this date for you. I think, first of all, as the first date, you guys did really well.
Yeah, duh, look at us.
I think that Nick was phenomenal because Zoe came out firing, and Nick fought through it pretty strongly. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was too.
And I gotta say, the highlight for me, and what would have got, you know, if Nick was looking to get me on this date, I think that world's best zoo line was flat out great about Canada.
Canada.
Oh
zoo.
Yeah.
Zoo.
But
maybe that's why I was thinking about zoos.
But Nicky slipped a little bit in terms of, you know, talking about another girl and her being like super hot and Anna Kendrick. You can't do that. Zoe's your date.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess he did fuck up a little bit, but I don't mind.
That was a slight slip, but other than that, Nick was on fire.
Nick really was on fire. I blushed like 12 times.
Flying colors, in my opinion, for Nick.
I was blushing over here.
All right, so Nick, here's the clincher at the end here. All right, the day has come to a close. Would you, out of these three options, would you want to invite Zoe in for maybe a little extra? Or would you just give her a little kiss at the door and say goodnight? Or you just want to give her a firm handshake and say goodbye, see you later?
Ugh. Don't break my heart right now.
I wouldn't be able to say no to that smile. I'd definitely be asking her to come in for more.
Oh. No.
Look at that.
He's gonna break his first date policy. I love it, Zoe. You make quite an impression on him.
What can I say? It's the smile.
It's the smile.
Oh my god. I've never been complimented this much.
Sorry. Do you guys have anything else to add here at the end?
No, I'd love to come inside with you, Nick.
What?
Okay. Oh no!
That came out of my mouth.
X-rated, yeah.
That got really X-rated. Yeah. Wow! If people make it to the end of this, they're really gonna come up with a surprise.
All right, you silver tongued foxes. Zoe, what do we got to end here?
Okay, that was number one. Many more to come.
Yeah. Number one.
Look at our website. firstdatespodcast.wordpress.com and subscribe to us on iTunes and follow all three of us on Twitter. I'm Madam Zubel. Rory Not Roy and Nick Boss Ross, follow us.
And I think maybe on that WordPress we'll have like something they can vote on how good of a date you guys went on, right? Like how sexy it was, how spicy.
Oh my god, it was like way too spicy for me to even think about right now.
I mean, I'm just to speak for myself, I'm very turned on right now, so.
Oh my god, ew.
You can join our third date.
You're not coming inside with us.
On the second date, we might have to have a little threesome situation on this Skype chat, you know?
A threesome situation?
Yeah, we're like, because I can't see you guys right now. You guys can only see each other. Maybe bring my face in for this third one.
Two guys and me, that's like my dream.
If one of them was Eminem.
Oh my god. What if like two... Right. Okay, sorry.
All right, well, Nick, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much,
Nick. No problem. Thanks for having me.
What a pleasure. You're a dream. You're a dream come true.
All right, until next time, happy dating.
Happy dating.
Happy dating.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.